It's the largest non-political black tie fundraiser in town. WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, explains.
That would be the Leukemia Ball, and this is its 25th year, but it's more than glitz, glamour, and the talents of comedian Sinbad and Foreigner. It's about saving lives from blood cancers.
I am standing here today because I am a survivor, and I've never had a blood cancer.
Julie Wright's an assistant dean at the University of Maryland College Park.
My husband Steve died at the age of 45, December 2003, after a two-year battle with first lymphoma and then leukemia. He underwent every treatment that was possibly available at that time.
The list was long.
You name it, he tried it, and still the cancer beat him. He should not have had to die. It wasn't because he didn't try hard. It wasn't because he didn't have great medical care at his disposal. It was simply because the one drug, the one treatment that could have saved him was not available.
Which is why Julie and her sons are involved with helping the Leukemia Lymphoma Society find that cure. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Once again, WTOP is a proud sponsor of the Leukemia Ball. Coming up March 31st, we have a link at WTOP.com. Search Man About Town.
Talking Sweet 16 next, 514.